Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Andrew Grant Whitfield, South African politician, currently serving as the Shadow Minister of Police. A very good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for making time for us this afternoon. We do appreciate it. So today, essentially, we're chatting around what happened with Police Minister Becky Sele. You know, that comment. And where are we? Where do we stand with that?
Well, the minister's conduct was completely unacceptable. I think that almost every single South African agrees with that. He appears to be public enemy number one at the moment, and for good reason. Telling a member of the public to shut up in a community meeting designed for robust engagement and critique of the South African Police Service's services, you know, is just completely unacceptable. In fact, it's a breach of the code of conduct for members of parliament, and a complaint has been lodged with the registrar in parliament in that regard. I've written to the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Police to request that she summon the minister and the SAPS members who were manhandling Mr. Ian Cameron from Action Society. So we're not going to rest until the minister is held accountable, because he continues to perpetuate an unacceptable standard of conduct by a member of parliament and certainly by a minister.
Absolutely. And Minister Becky Sele, where is he at the moment?
Well, the minister left Guguletu in the Western Cape after his outrageous outburst, and then he went to East London to the tragic funeral of all of those children who passed away in the tavern in East London. Where he is right now, I couldn't possibly tell you, but he's certainly not answering any more questions from the public, and his outburst has left more questions than answers, I think, on the lips of all South Africans. He's come out, he hasn't come out once publicly to apologize. He hasn't come out once to explain his side of the story. He's simply gone into hiding.
And is he still serving, though, as the official police minister, though?
Yes, of course he is. Cyril Ramaphosa doesn't have the backbone to fire any of his ministers. Minister Tele was fired by Jacob Zuma as the National Police Commissioner, and it's quite ironic that Cyril Ramaphosa is unable to do the same thing as the president, who is now championing himself as the sort of champion of the renewal project of the South African government and the ANC.
Absolutely. And I mean, for a member of parliament to act like this, I mean, what do you think is going to happen, or should I not ask?
Well, we hope that for the parliamentary processes take their full course, and that the members, the committee responsible for reviewing members' misconduct, does its job and sanctions the minister. But ultimately, he continues to make outrageous comments. He continues to interfere in the operations of the South African Police Service. He continues to make a fool of hard-working, honest police officers who are trying their best. He is their minister, and he should be holding himself to an incredibly high standard if he expects police officers to maintain a high standard of integrity. So we expect the president to fire the minister. We will not stop calling for that. We have repeatedly done so. And the president has not heeded our call or responded to our letters. But we will keep applying pressure. And it now appears that civil society is fully galvanized behind the same call for the minister to be fired.
While we were chatting, I'm just having a look at some of the footage. And I mean, it's gone absolutely viral. I mean, everyone is seeing it. And I just hope that Minister Sele doesn't just get a rapping on the knuckles, that, as you say, he's fired, that there is something, that an example is made of this, because he cannot continue with this type of behavior.
Well, the public has lost complete confidence in the minister. They're losing increasing confidence in the ANC on a daily basis. There are massive changes coming to our body politic in South Africa. They just need to come a bit sooner. If the president himself has any integrity or any standards of conduct, he should be the one to lead the example and remove the minister. That is the ultimate sanction. That is what we deserve as South Africans. We don't deserve to be told to shut up. We don't deserve to be spoken to. We don't deserve for history to be thrown in our faces when we're asking legitimate questions about police misconduct, about poor quality of investigations, around the complete non-responsiveness of many police officers across the country. So while we have excellent members of the police service, and I still maintain that, unfortunately, the increasing majority is of those who are not excellent, who are not doing their jobs. And the minister is busy playing politics rather than trying to turn the South African police service around, which is a great tragedy as we see violent crime continue to rise in our country, where 67 people were murdered every day over the first 3 months of this year.
Absolutely. A frightening statistic, that indeed. And Ian Cameron, what's his take now? I mean, what is he pressing? Has he pressed charges? Has he said anything? Does he want to do anything?
Yeah, he's laid charges of criminal injuria. He's lodged a complaint with Parliament. He's lodged a complaint with IPED. He's going all out to try to, restore his reputation, you know, and make sure that the things that the minister said about him and to him receive some sort of consequence. So he's fighting that fight. We are fully behind him. As we can see, most South Africans are fully behind him as well, from all walks of life, all backgrounds and political persuasions. And we will continue to support Ian in his fight for justice, but also in his fight to make sure that we try to repair the damage that the minister has caused to the South African Police Service.
I also just hope that the Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Police, that they meet soon and make some type of decision that just doesn't drag on and on. Because with him in an active role, Minister Sele, it's obviously going to, there could be further negativity as well.
Yes, well, Parliament is on recess at the moment, so the committee won't be sitting anytime soon. The DA has called for Parliament to reconvene to deal with a number of urgent crises, such as the Eskom crisis and the fuel price increase crisis. We await response or correspondence from the Speaker. But I have written to the Chair of the Police Portfolio Committee. I have asked her to put this on the agenda and to make sure that we get an explanation and an apology from the Minister. The committee that deals with misconduct is a separate committee. That committee must do its work. The DA is represented there. Mm-hmm. And, we will do whatever it takes to hold him accountable.
Thank you. And Andrew Grant Whitfield, South African politician, currently serving as the Shadow Minister of Police. Thank you for sharing your insight into that.